The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Dear friends, a short thought. But before I share with you a Dvar Torah, I sadly say, a few months ago, we rejoiced. We rejoiced the end of Corona. Kadosh Baruch Hu had different plans. It was not to be. And this virus is back with a vengeance, especially in Eretz Yisrael. So 2 or 3 weeks ago, the Haredi community really thought, this time we're out of the game, we're not part of it, we're well. Kadosh Baruch Hu had different plans, and it was not to be. Thousands of new cases in the Haredi community. In Greater Israel, tens of thousands. And we are seeing a substantial rise in hospitalizations, in intubation, and to our terrible sorrow, in deaths. The vast majority of those that are critically ill and the dying are people that were not vaccinated. I strongly recommend, and I think it is a halachic obligation, whoever could get the third vaccine, the booster, should do so. Our disappointment is that the vaccine is not affected for a very long period. And the scientists said that in advance. There was no way to know how long the effectiveness will last. What is obvious, after 6 months, 7 months, 8 months, there is a dramatic decline in the effectiveness of the vaccine. And that is why we have the third vaccine. Number one, number two, number three proved to be extremely effective for a limited time. So almost all of the critically ill and the dying of COVID this time around are people that were not vaccinated. So please, ani mischanen, ani mevakesh, I'm crying for you. Why do we wait for our neighbor to die, for our Rebbe to die? This could be prevented. Anyone that could should get the booster, the third vaccine. I also think time has come once again to be cautious. I started wearing a mask again. And I think that's what people should do, especially when we are in closed rooms, and especially when there are many people in little space. I participated in a few simchas last week, chasanas bar mitzvahs, and I was shocked and dismayed to see hundreds of people singing and dancing in a closed hall with no masks. That is a terrible danger. So number one, please vaccinate. Number two, take out your masks and start using them again. Number three, which is more important than anything else, we believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we believe in Hashgacha, we believe in Rachamei Shamayim, Laharbois B'Tfilo. So in my shul, we started again, after every tefillah, to say 3 Pirkei Tehillim, 3 short prokim, Chof Mem Aleph Kuf Lamed. These 3 prokim have a special zgula b'shas tzora v'tzuko to prevent illness, to prevent death. It doesn't take more than a minute or two. We should dedicate these 2 minutes for our safety, the safety of our families and the elders and members of our communities. Many people didn't vaccinate and don't vaccinate. I think they're doing a terrible mistake, but they're still our brothers and sisters, and they're still Acheinu. We love them, and we daven for them, and we'll do everything to care for them. So we should daven. In my shul, we say 3 Pirkei Tehillim every day. Shekodesh Baruch Yerachem Alei. So this week's parsha is Parshas Kisavoy. And in this parsha, Moshe tells Bnei Yisrael, "Beyoyim hayoyim hazeh nehiyesu la'am l'ashem elokech." V'yedabe Moshe v'akoyenim alevim el kol Yisrael eman haskes v'shma Yisrael hayoyim hazeh nehiyesu la'am l'ashem elokech. And there are 2 different pshotim in Rashi. What day is Moshe talking about? Rashi on the spot says, what day? Every day. Every day in our lives. Bechol yoyim v'yoyim yiyu b'lecho kiru ayoyim nechnastu lebris. Which day? Every day. Bechol yoyim v'yoyim yiyu b'necho kechadoshim. Every day we need to be born again as a people. The great Pesetzner Rebbe Hashem Yinkum Domo, he was murdered by the Nazis in World War II. What a tzaddik. And what is extremely uncommon by Gedolei Yisrael and by Rebbes, the Pesetzner Rebbe left us some very personal notes, like a personal diary, between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he writes, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, I want to give you something. I love you so. I love you so much. What could I do for you? To learn, I learn as much as I could learn. To daven, I always did my best in Kavonas Atfilo. But I want to do something for you. I want to convert. I want to be Mezgayel. But I can't because I was born Jewish. When I read these lines first time, I cried. And I'm moved right now. And I have tears in my eyes. This is such an unbelievable and powerful line.
Kol Halashon.
I would like to be Mizgaya, but I'm Jewish. He's almost complaining that he was born a Jew. Almost complaining. So a Jew needs to be born again every day. As a people and as a Yid. בכל יום ויום יהיה בנכו, כאילו היום נכנסו לבריס. And when we learn, we should love Torah as if we never before learned this sugya. We never before learned this daf. ביום הזה נהיה לעם לשם לקחו. Which day? Every day. Rashi, at the end of the parsha, brings another pshat, Shomati. That's uncommon. Rashi doesn't say from whom he heard. Who's the Baal Devorim? Shumati. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote a Sefer Torah for Shevet Levi because Shevet Levi is his Shevet. All the others came to Moshe and they were crying and complaining. We also were there. We also stood at the foot of Har Sinai. We were also Magdim Nasa and Ishma. So why do they deserve a Sefer Torah more than we? We want the same. Well, we all know some people that would be very happy if Moshe Rabbeinu gives the Sefer Torah to another Shevet. You know, leave us alone. It's too hard. It's too hard. No. They all stormed Moshe. And they said, why do you discriminate? We want a Sefer Torah like Shevet Levi. V'somach Moshe al hadavar. And Moshe was so happy. He was so happy. And he said, "Hayoyim azen yesu l'shem lakecho. Hayoyim hivanti shatem dveikim v'chafetzim b'makoim. It is now that I realize that I understand how much you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu and how much you crave His closeness. V'ani kirves elukim li toiv. That is a yom hazeh ne'esolam l'shem hakecho. We need to feel this way every day, especially Chodesh Elul. So every day in Elul, we say Perek Chof Zayin and Tehillim, L'dovid Hashem Moedi V'Yishi. I have two amazing thoughts in this Perek in Tehillim. Achas shu'alti mi'eis Hashem o'isa avake, shifti be'veis Hashem kol yimei chayai. Lach zeis benoyim Hashem u'levaka me'echolay. Achas shu'alti in the past, o'isa avake in the future. Every man, every woman, every human being has different periods in his lives. People change. Their dreams, aspirations, hopes change as well. When we're young, we have so many ambitions, and we think we're going to conquer the world. If you're a Talmud Chochem, you think you're going to be the Kivege, you're going to be the Divrei Chaim, you're going to be the Ksoi Sechoshin. But as time passes, with every passing day, become more realistic. And you understand it's not going to happen. If you're not a Ben Torah, you think, I'm going to be a millionaire, I'm going to be a billionaire, I'm going to be powerful and famous and rich. Well, very few people live to fulfill those dreams as well. At some stage, all you ask is for Sholom Bayis, a harmonious family, my kids should be well. And then another few decades pass. Your back hurts. You have difficulty tying your shoes, getting up in the morning. And you say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just give us another happy day. Baruch Hashem, Yoim Yoim. We should be well. We should be healthy. David HaMelech had such an unbelievable tumultuous life. How many dramatic changes. He was a shepherd in his younger years. Whatever shepherd's dream, find some shade, maybe some water in the desert. The wolves shouldn't come and attack my sheep. And then suddenly, he became king of Israel, Melech Yehudo, the Yerushalayim. A king has different aspirations, different hopes, different dreams. But David HaMelech says, Achas shu'alti in the past, v'oisa avakish in the future. I haven't changed a bit. My only dream was and will forever be. Shifti beveis Hashem kol yemei chayai. Lachzois benoyem Hashem ulevake becholoi. Ani doveik v'ani chofeitz b'mokoyim. Dveikem v'chofeitzem b'mokoyim. And that is all I want. And that is all I need. Thought number two. Shifti beveis Hashem kol yemei chayai. Lach zis benoyem Hashem ulevakeor b'recholoi. A toysev is not a mevaker. We all know the difference between a tourist and a resident. I live in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is full of tourists. And you see those tourists with their guide, huge open eyes, savoring every moment. Every rack, every alley, every old building, the koisel, the excavations, Ir David. There is so much to see. We live in Yerushalayim. Most of us never saw those places. You know, we're used to it. Nothing new here for us. David HaMelech, pleased with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. My dream is, Shifti beveis Hashem kol yemei chayai. I should be a toishev. On the other hand, I should be a toshev that feels like a mevaker. We want this hischachus every day, like the Rebbe of Piasetzna. We want to live here forever, but every time we open a Gemara, it should be new. And every time I learn a sugya, believe me, it is as if I never learned it before. I learn a sugya 100 times, and every time I see new light. And I see it in a different way, in a different angle. Shifti beveis Hashem kol yemei chayai, ulevaker beicholai. Tu pirushim, inyeisu la'am la'Hashem elokecho. Both thoughts are in the David Hashem Oyri V'Yishi. Achas shu'alti,
Oysa avake, shifti beveis Hashem kol yomei chayai. Nachsois benoyam Hashem, ulevaker beicholai. Have a beautiful Shabbos.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.